Our next question is Lisa O'Neill. Ms. O'Neill was seen today for face-to-face evaluation. Today, of course, is the 9th, right? 8th, right? First of all, she's been moved. She currently resides at 5203 Pennsdale. Is not at the Windermere address any longer, period. Lisa is O2 dependent. She's 60 years old. She has a history of COPD, extensive history of smoking abuse in the past. She has a caretaker around the clock. She has a history of stomach bypass surgery in the past for weight loss, period. She does have 4 children. She's widowed. She's no longer able to care for herself and requires someone to be around, someone to care for her around the clock. Patient is now bedbound. She's weak. She has severe muscle wasting. Has lost another 3.5 pounds since last evaluation in February, period. She is very weak. Her voice is hardly understandable. She has a 1+ pedal edema consistent with end-stage core pulmonale and right-sided heart failure in folks with COPD, period. She's bowel and bladder incontinent. She's in need of more pain medication. She's able to take liquids, and at times she's not even able to do that because of aspiration and weakness and nausea, period. Other comorbidities include gouty arthritis, hypertension, history of morbid obesity, but at this time she is very cachectic related to her end-stage COPD, period. She requires more pain medication. She's able to go to the bathroom as long as it's within a few feet from her bed. She has nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, again, weight loss, muscle wasting, and protein-calorie malnutrition, period. She has a concentrator and uses oxygen at all times, period. She, her vitals are consistent with O2 side of 90% on 2 liters, heart rate of 127, blood pressure of 150 over 99, period. Patient has anxiety, which she would benefit from around-the-clock medication for anxiety and increasing her pain medications given her advanced end-stage COPD. Thank you. Well, the last date of birth was 2/27/63. Thank you.